Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Hey. We're holding at the very top of the Amud. Uminayin she'af b'shtar. We're going back on our original Mishnah where we said that Isha niknis b'sholish drachim b'kesef b'shtar u'b'bir. And yesterday and the day before we discussed in some depth as to what the makoiris are both for the kesef and for the bir. For kesef, you recall, we had two makoiris, one kicha kicha m'stei afroin, and also v'yotza chinam ein kosef. The Gemara asks, what do I need both of them for? And then the Gemara asks, how do I know about bia? Because it says in the pasuk, ki yikach ish isha uvi ola. So those two are very straightforward. Now we're up to the middle one, the shtar. Minayin she'af b'shtar. How do you know that you can be koina and isha b'shtar? So like the previous two, first the Gemara attempts with a kal v'chomer, and then the Gemara ends off with a pasuk. Is the dinner? What's the kavu chaymer? Umar kesef she'ein moitzi machnis. Kesef, we've already established that it can be machnis, meaning you can effect a kiddushin and erisin with kesef, but it's not moitzi. You cannot go and leave a marriage with kesef. The only way you can leave a marriage is with a get or misas abal, but not kesef. So we see that kesef is a more limited form of kinyan. So madlach kesef she'ein moitzi, but it can be machdus. Shtar she'moitzi, shtar that is much broader in the sense that one could terminate a marriage with a shtar, saying it din she'machdus, then certainly it should be able to be machdus, because we see that it's a broader type of kinyan, not this limited kinyan that kesef, it's much broader, so therefore it can even be machdus. Says Yimura, I have a pirchon yakal v'choymer. I'll show you that kesef is in fact a broader and stronger kinyan than is shtar, and that is malakesef shkein poidim by hegdish umas v'sheini. If a person has a hegdish karka or metaltlin, and now he wants to be poided, he's poided with money. Same thing, mas v'sheini or revai. If you don't want to schlep up all the mas v'sheini Yerushalayim, you can be poided, but you can't be poided with a shtar. Now, naturally, shtar itself is not worth anything except for the paper. The question is, what was the Gemara's havamina that you should be able to go and be poided with a shtar? So Rashi says that the shtar would be, if you will, an IU note. In other words, although I'm not paying the money now, but I'm going to go and give you a shtar on this amount. I'll pay you in installments, I'll pay you every month, every year, whatever. And with that, pay off the pidyon of either the hegdish or the mas v'sheini. Says the top Rashi, no. A shtar doesn't work. Because it says in the pasuk, like the Gemara quotes now, "V'nosana kesef v'kam loy." In Zok the Gemara, "Mala kesef shekein poidim by hegdish umas v'sheini, turn b'shtar she'ein poidim by hegdish umas v'sheini." Dichsev v'nosan ha kesef v'kam loy. You have to go and give kesef in order to be able to be poidim from a gizbor or from umas v'sheini. That being the case, then kesef in fact is a broader and wider kinyan than ishtar. So maybe only kesef you can go and be mekadesh esa isha. You cannot be mekadesh esa isha bishtar. The whole base of your kal b'chomer was that kesef is a limited kinyan, while shtar is broader, because kesef you cannot be moitzi, you can only be machnes. Shtar you can be moitzi, then of course you can be machnes. Says so more, no. Kesef is in fact a broader and stronger kinyan than shtar, because it can be poitah by gishamas v'sheini, and ishtar cannot be. So therefore, the kal v'chomer falls away on makro, and therefore we have another drasha. The rai is from the yotze v'hoisa makish abaye liyitzia. That is at the very end of the parsha of Gittin. First we have, of course, that v'hoyim loisim tzuchem v'einav, and kimotze v'er v'azdova, v'kosav l'asef v'krisis, and ozin yoda, v'shilcha mi'beisoi, and then it says in pasuk, v'yotze mi'beisoi, v'holcha v'hoisa liyish acher. So v'yotza, she leaves the original husband's home. V'hoisa, now she makes herself available to another husband. So why does the Gemara need to? Why does the Torah need to tell us that? So Gemara makish avayi liyitzia, have a hekish. Ma yitzia b'shtar, just like the yitzia when she left the first husband, she left with a shtar. That's the prior pasuk because of lo sefer krisos. Afavayi nami b'shtar. So avayi is also b'shtar. So bottom line is, I have my Makar now for shtar from the Havaya Yitzia. Right, Dimar, we have a rule that ain't hekish lamachza, and therefore v'akish nami Yitzia lehavaya. So now, once we're making a hekish of Avaya Yitzir, make a hekish of Yitzir Avaya, Ma'avaya Bekesef, Ad Yitzir Bekesef. Just like we know from Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephraim, and from the Yotzachinim Ein Kosef, that Havai is Bekesef, you can be Mekadish as Isha Bekesef. You should be able to Mekadish, not be able to Mekadish, you should be able to be Yoitze Bekesef. In other words, let the woman pay money and then have her Yitzir and be able to leave the marriage. Amrabayo, that cannot be. Because Yoimru Kesef Machnis, Kesef Moitzi, Saneger, Yase, Kategar. You're going to go and say that the same Kesef that can be Machnis, that's the same Kesef that can be Moitzi. Frank, tomorrow, you're going to go and say Saneger. Saneger is the defense attorney. Yase, Kategar, he should become the prosecutor. Of course, that's an expression. But what he means to say is, how can you use that very medium that you used until now to bring the parties together, now to separate the parties? That doesn't seem to make sense. Frank Timara, the Baishtar, you can ask the exact same question. We just learned from Havayi Yitzir that just like you can go and be Moitzia Seisha with a get, with a star, you can also be Machnes with a star. So why don't you say the same Svara there too? Yoimru Shtar Moitzi, Shtar Machnes, the same Shtar that's Moitzi that ends this marriage, brings in a marriage. Kateger Yasis and Eger, can the prosecutor, meaning the get, can that become the defense attorney? Can that go and be the Shtar Kiddushin? So the very same question that you're asking by Kesef, that it doesn't make sense that the Kesef can work in both directions, that's the same question you can ask by Shtar, it cannot work in both directions. Yet Shtar, it does work. So Ibazoi, let us say that by Kesef, that it should also work. Says the Gemara, the parallel is very faulty. Because Mila Dehai, Shtar Lechud, Mila Dehai, Shtar Lechud. The only commonality that I have between the Get and the Shtar Kedushin is that they're written on a piece of paper. But otherwise, it says totally different things. On the Shtar Get, it says, Hariat Muteres L'chol Adam. And in the other one, it says, Hariat Mukadeshesli. How can you compare? So you cannot say it's Kategi Yasa Senegar. So Frank Timor Hachanami, Hai Kasper L'chud, Vai Kasper L'chud. Here too, the Kesef is different. Not that the Kesef inherently is different, but the process of marriage and the process of divorce is different. Because when he gives the Kesef Kedushin, he says, Hariat Muteresli. Like we say today, Mitzvah Azuk, that's Moshe Yisrael. And if we're going to use Kesef for a get, he would go and say, here's your Kesef, or she would say, here's the Kesef, and he would say, Hariat Muteres L'chol Adam. So Ibazoi, just like you're telling me that the Shtar is totally different, the Kesef is totally different. Says Imura, however, Tivamiya Chadhu, you are right that his statements in connection with the Kesef are different. Here it's Hari at Mekudeshes, and here it's Hari at Muteres. You're 100% right. But the Tiva means the Matbeya, the dollar bill, or the silver coin, is exactly the same. And so therefore, it's not Svaradik, it's not sensible, both, to go and assume that the trader would allow that the very same coin, on the one hand, can go and be Machnes, and forge and cause a kiddushin, and on the other hand, that same matbeah should be able to go and use to terminate that relationship. So, bottom line is we have now established the Yotzeh V'Hoysa as the Mekoyer, the source for Shtar Makish of Hayli Tzia. We asked the question, why don't you say the same thing with Gabi Kesef, Makish Kesef the Kesef, and the Gemara said no, because it's a Negi Yasek HaTeir. Rav Omar, I'll tell you another reason why you cannot say that you can be Moitzi B'Kesef, because I'm a Kratz in the Pasuk, because of Vulah. Because of Law, Sefer Krisis. B'Ksiva Miskareshes, Vein Miskareshes, B'Kesef. The only way you can effect a divorce is V'Kosa with Aksiva, but you cannot be Miskaresh B'Kesef. Oh, so bottom line is, I have another good reason why I'm not Makish Yitzia Lehavaya to go and say that Kesef would be a Moitzi. Pray Timura. Ve'ema b'ksiva miskareshes ve'ena miskadeshes ksiva. Why don't they go and use that same b'kosav law in a different direction? Instead of saying b'kosav law b'ksiva miskareshes. Ve'ena miskareshes b'kesef. Let's say ve'ema b'ksiva miskareshes ve'ena miskadeshes b'ksiva. And defeat the drosha of the Havayi the Yetziah. That the Torah only allows for a ksiva to be mezgarish because of law safe krisus. But the Torah doesn't allow a shtar to be mekadish. So then we can ask the same question legabe ksiva as well, legabe the kesef as well. Let us go and say that the kesef works not only for purposes of being machnis, but also being moitzi. Why? Because I have makish avayi liyitzia. So you say, no. It says, because of love, b'ksifim is gareshes, v'einim is gareshes, b'kesef. Then say, fakert. Why don't you go and say, because of love, b'ksiva miskareshes, v'einim miskadeshes, b'ksiva. And therefore, instead of learning the avayi liyitzia, to go and include a shtar for machnes, shtar for kiddushin, what am I going to do with the kosav law? I'm going to go and say the kosav law that ksiv miskareshes. Beni miskareshes, bekesef, you cannot use kesef to be moitzi. Let's say everything just the opposite. Let's learn havayi liyitzia and learn from that that you can be moitzi with kesef. What am I going to go and learn from the kosav law? That you can only use ksiva for a get and you cannot use ksiva for kiddushin. Umara isa. How do you line up your drushes in the way you did? Why don't you learn fakert, like we just said? After all, we're talking about get. The cause of law, safer krisus, and also the yoda. We're talking about a safer krisus, about get. If we want to learn from this, the cause of law, to go and be mamayit, to go and exclude something, it would make sense to go and exclude another form of divorce. What would be that other form? Kesef. That you can only divorce through a get, and you cannot divorce through kesef. But to go and say we're learning about get, let's now go and be mamayit a shtar kiddushin. I'm talking about get now. Don't be mamayit something from left field, from a shtar kiddushin. That's fine. I'd rather be mamayit something which is close, part of the family. I'm talking about divorce. Be mamayit other forms of divorce. But if I'm talking about divorce, don't be mamayit a form of kiddushin. Frank Dimar, this new pshat of Rava that I learned from the Kosav of law, Rabbi Yosi Aglili uses this Kosav of law sefer krisus to teach you a different halacha. Now, which different halacha our Gemara does not tell us. However, Rashi reminds us. Don't you remember when we learned Gittin not too long ago? When did we learn Gittin? Oh, yeah, that's right. We finished it only a few days ago. Anyway, a couple of months ago, we learned on Daf Chof Aleph in Mesechtes Gittin that according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you could go and write a get on virtually any type of material whatsoever, with two exceptions. One of them is you cannot write on a Baal Chai, and number two, on food. That he says you cannot do, and has he learned it from our pasuk the kosav of law sefer krisus? Ah, so he uses the kosav of law for the drasha. That being the case, how does he know the kosav of law? B'ksiva miskareshes, b'ina miskareshes, b'kesef. Every more makra sefer krisus, sefer korsa v'ein dover acher korsa. Not from the kosav of law, from the sefer krisus. That if you want to chas v'shalom terminate a marriage, you can only do it by giving a get. Save a korsa. Vein dover acher korsa, but you cannot go and give money. Of course, nisus habaal also terminates a marriage, but we're talking about the type of marriage that a person can go and force. A person cannot force a divorce through nisus habaal. Nisus habaal is when the Rabbeinu Shloim goes and says, the time has come. It's only a divorce, a get that a person can give. So the Torah says, save a korsa. Only a sefer, meaning only a get, and not kesef. Pray the Rabbanan, I krisus my avdilei. What did the Rabbanan do with this word, sefer krisus? After all, Rabbi Yosi Aglili just used it to tell us sefer korsa, vein dover acher korsa. But the Rabbanim don't need krisis for that purpose because they learn it from v'kosev law. V'ksiv miskareshem and miskareshem is v'kesef. So what do they do with sefer krisis? We had this not too long ago, back in the end of Masechtas Gittin. What does it say in the Gittin? Get a sign. What happens if you have a husband and the husband's giving a get to his wife, but he gives the get on one of two conditions? Either you should never drink wine for the rest of your life, or that you're never ever going to go back to your father's home forever. Ein zekrisis. Then the get is no get. The reason why there's no get is because there is still strings attached. This get is only going to be a get if and when you don't drink any more wine and if you don't go to your beis avich li'oilam for the rest of your life. So for the rest of her life, she is still tied to her husband with this condition. However, if he says, harizekitech manashu tishti yayin ko shloishim yoyim, shloitech lebeis avich shloishim yoyim, harizekrisa, then that works. Why? Because once 30 days are over, she complied with the condition, and now the get is chal, it's totally effective. Okay, so that's what I need the sefer krisis to tell us, the vakoyres beinoy lebeina, that there is a final separation and termination, no further strings attached. So that's what I use the sefer krisis for. Frank the Marvin Grace said clearly, how does he know this drasha? Because after all, Yitzhak Lili uses the term of sefer krisis to tell you sefer korsa, veim dover acher korsa, that you cannot use kesef. Every more, Yitzhak Lili, me koris krisis kanafkale. The pasuk could have said the kosav la sefer koires or sefer koreis the nosam biyada. Why did it say sefer krisus? That's to tell you both drashas. Drasha number one, that it's got to be sefer korsa, the ein dover acher, and kesef is not koiris. And number two, it's got to be a dover koiris, beinoy lebeino, a permanent termination, no strings attached. For Rabbanan, koris krisa lemashbalu. As far as the Rabbanan are concerned, koris and krisis are basically synonymous, and therefore they do not learn two drashas, they only learn one drasha. Okay, so now we have concluded Baruch Hashem Rabbeisai, the Mekoyrois for Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. If you want to, you can put a two dots over here, because the Gemara asks now, Chod mechod liyasya, teise chod amitarti. Each time when we started yesterday, and again today, and we asked, what is the Mekoyr for one of these three modes of acquisition, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia? Each time before we got to a pasuk, the Gemara said, let's learn it from a kal v'chayma. For instance, this morning, if you turn to the top line here on the Amud, top line here in Hey Amud Aleph, Uminayin she'af b'shtar. How do you know you can go and be machnis? You can go and be mekadosh as isha b'shtar. Dininu, I have a kal v'chayma. Ma, v'kesef, etc. And then the Gemara defeated the kal v'chayma. So yesterday we did the same thing. If you go back to yesterday's Dalet Amud Beis, working backwards, you have Uba'ola, that's about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. How do I know Kedushe Bia? From Uba'ola, Malami Shadikzim Bia. Frank, what do I need a posik for? Vali Dinu, I have a Kal V'Choymer. Madach Yivam Moshe Niknes Bekez Niknes Bia. So I have a Kal V'Choymer, I don't need a posik. And then the Gemara defeated the Kal V'Choymer and said, no, Yivam is totally different. She can't skukavay medes, te mizu, she can't skukavay medes, that's why you have to have uvi ala. And how do I know the din of kesef? So I know it from the kisik ikach ish ishu va'ala. And then the Gemara asked, about 10 lines from the top of Dalet Amud Beis, what do I need? The kicha kicha mistei Ephraim, vali dinu, ama ome vriya she'ein and niknes v'biya, niknes v'kesef, zuch and niknes v'biya, and niknes v'kesef. The Gemara said, yivam atoichiyach. So in each one of the three cases, we initially wanted to learn it from somewhere with a kal v'chaymer, and each time we asked a pircha on the kal v'chaymer. So now the Gemara is now returning to that. We're 5-6 lines before the wide lines. Chod mechod aloy asya. It's clear that we cannot learn one from one. For instance, at the top of the Amid, we wanted to know, how do you know Shtar? Let's learn it from Kesef. Bia, we said, why don't we go and learn it from Kesef? Same thing as the Gabi Kesef, let's go and learn it from Bia. Each time we wanted to learn it from another one of the three modes of acquisition. So Chodmei Chod Lo Yase, one from the other we cannot learn. Teisei Chodmei Taarti, however, let's learn with a Mamatzino. Let's learn one or two or three of these Kinyonim based on a Mamatzino Chodmei Taarti. So now the Gemara goes through each one individually. Hi Teisei, which one should we learn Mitarti? I tell me Lo Lichtev Rachmana Bishtar. In other words, what we were talking about this morning at the top of the Amid, don't learn it from Kesef individually, because then we had a Pircha Malakes, which came pointed by Hegdish Amasi Shani. But Loy Lichter Rachman Bishtar Vetesim Mehanach. Let us learn Shtar from Kesef and Bia together. That just like Kesef and Bia are Koine, here too, Shtar should also be Koine. So Timur Malanoch Kinanos and Maruba. The only reason why by Kesef and by Bia that you can be koine se'isha, because in each case there's hanoah. What is the hanoah? In the case of the kesef, he gives her money. He gives her a beautiful ring, which she's going to wear for the rest of her life, and she'll be proud of it. Bia, of course, also involves a physical hanoah. Masha Enke, when you're talking about a shtar, what can she use the shtar for? Maximum, she can go and frame it and hang it in her living room. But other than that, there's no hanoah from the shtar. So therefore, you cannot learn shtar from the other two. Okay, leimich v'rachmona b'bia. Let the turn out right, bia. But teis manoch, and let's learn from kesef and shtar. So to malanoch shekin kinyan meruba. The kinyan by kesef and shtar is far broader than that of bia. In which respect is it far broader? Says Rashi, because you can go and use kesef, and you can go and use a shtar to be koine karka and an eved. Masha'enkin bia you can only use to be koine your wife. So therefore, you cannot learn bia from the other two. Let it not say kesef, and let's learn it from shtar and bia. Malanoch shekin yeshnan baal karcha. Gabi, the case of both the shtar we took mushal the get. The get is koine baal karcha of the woman. A husband can give a get baal karcha to his wife. Okay, so then that's a very strong kinyan. Same thing is the gabi bia. A Yavam can be miyabim his Yavama balkarcha, says in the Pasuk, the Yibma, the Yibim Oisa. Masha'inke, in the Gabi, the case of Kesef, I never find Kesef is koine balkarcha. He say me Kesef nam balkarcha, but I'm Evriya. No. A father can go and sell his daughter for an Evriya without asking her. Therefore, that's balkarcha. And therefore, even by Kesef, we also find Baal Karcha. Everything will be Ishus Mia Loi Ashkan. But by Ishus, we don't find that you can go and be, that you can go and marry Baal Karcha. Therefore, both Legabi get involves Ishus. The case of Bia by Yavama involves Ishus. The Kesef that you're saying that we find Baal Karcha, but Mivriya, by Ishus Mia Loi Ashkan. I don't find by Ishus Baal Karcha. The Gemara is going to ask on the Amid Beis that even by Ishus we also find Baal Karcha, and that is that a father can go and marry off his daughter Baal Karcha, either a Ketana or a Nara. So there too I find Kesef Baal Karcha. So Mitchell will see on the Amid Beis, Tosis is going to say that's not considered to be Baal Karcha because the father is being koina on behalf of his daughter, the Ketana or Nara, and when he's taking the Kesef Kedushin, or he's taking the Shtar, he's taking it Mirtsoinoi, it may be Baal Korcha of the girl, however, he is the one that's effecting the Kinyan by accepting the Kesef Kedushin, or by accepting the Shtar, and for him it's not Baal Korcha. Okay, Mitchell, we'll see more about that in the Amid Beis. Okay, so bottom line is, what have we concluded over the last 6-7 lines? That not only can you not learn any one of the three kinyanim one on one from a kal v'chaymer, I also cannot learn it one from two based on a mamatzino or a binyan av. With that, we've concluded the discussion of the three kinyanim. Now we have Omer Avuna chupa koine mikal v'chaymer. Avuna says not only are there three, there's a fourth one. What's that? Chuppah. What's chuppah? So we all know what a chuppah is in practical terms today, that you come into the major hall where the chuppah is set up very, very nicely. In fact, what exactly is chuppah is a machloikis among the Rishonim. Some say chuppah is the yichud room. And that's the reason why after we're finished with the chuppah, you always have the chasam kallah go into a yichud room, and they have the edim standing outside for 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes, because there's a machloikis what the shiur is. But after the yichud is over, boom, then that's one of the forms of chuppah. Others say that chuppah is hachnosas hakala lebeisai, that the husband, after the chasana, takes the kala into his home, whether the home is a permanent home, or whether it's a rented apartment, or whether it's even just a rented hotel room, but he rented it, and now he's bringing her over the threshold into his new home, and therefore that's the chuppah. And then, of course, the Parshat Shana chuppah is the chuppah like we have it today, where you have the, what you would call like an awning over the four poles, and that is the chuppah. And we, because it's a machloikis haposkim, that's why we do all three. We have the chuppah where they stand there under the chuppah, the canopy with the four poles, and the going in the yichud room, and then at the end of the chasana, then they go home into their own, she goes into his house for the first time. Because until now, she was always in her father's home, and now she's with her husband. Okay, so Rav Huna says that you can, in addition to the other three modes of acquisition, kesef, shtar, ubir, you could also be koine through chuppah. We know that kesef is not machil betruma. That means if you have an orus va'arusa, the orus did the erusin by giving her kesef, she's not allowed to go and eat truma now. However, chuppah shemachil is betruma, once they go through nisuin of chuppah, then she's allowed to go and eat truma. That being the case, ain't a din shetikne avada them.
Excuse me, but isn't in the Torah, isn't Arusa allowed to eat truma?
Guess what? That's the Gemara's kasha. Frank Timor, you're telling me that kesef erusin is not machil? That's midrabanan, like Barry says. The kesef ain't a machil. Min haTorah avada, kesef is machil. So this pircha that you're asking, or this kal v'chomer that you're asking, based on the kesef is not machal betruma, b'chuppa is machal betruma, with all due respect, kesef is also machal betruma min ha-toyra. It's only midrabanan. Umatam omru eino yicheles. So our Gemara gives one of two reasons. The reason why we say that she should not eat truma is because, since we said a moment ago that as long as a girl is not married, and even after Eirusin, she still stays in her father's home. So what may happen is, if the chassan were to go and send her, if the chassan is a koyin, and he sends her truma packages from time to time to remind him and her that they're going to soon be married with Nisuin, so he's going to send Shlach Monois throughout the year of Truma, then the brothers and sisters are going to say, hey, Chana, what did you get? Ooh, these look delicious. I have never seen such a delicious rogalach, such delicious piece of cake, such a delicious bottle of wine. We want to drink and eat some of that too. And of course, they are totally zorim. That's why midrabanan. And there's another time because of simpine, but our Gemara doesn't go into that. Right, so Barry, your question has been addressed. The Gemara asks your question, right? And therefore says Gemara, Ela parachachi. You're right. This pircha that I just asked really doesn't work. Really, I have a different pircha. Uma kesef she'ene goymer is koine. A kesef cannot be goymer. In other words, if a person has already effected Eirusin through one of the three kinyanim, kesef, shtar, ubir. And now that same chosin, 12 months later, says, I want to effect now nisuin. You know what? I'll give you another ring. I gave you a ring the first time, and now I'll give you a second ring, or I'll give you $1 million. Let's, with that, consummate the marriage and be goymer. Mava ges kesef she'ena goymer. It cannot be goymer. Only chuppah can be goymer. But it's koina chuppah she'gemeres. Chuppah that is goymer, and it then should take, and then it certainly should be koina. Oh, you could have a good kar b'chaymer. So chimara, no. Yeah, this kar b'chaymer falls short. What's the kar b'chaymer based on? That kesef is, if you will, a more limited kinyan. You cannot use it to be goymer, but you can only use it to be koiner, so it's limited. Chuppah, which you can use to be goymer, then certainly you can go and be koiner. So tomorrow, malak kesef, shekin boin hekdesh and mas v'sheini. Same pircha that we had earlier when we were trying to learn shtar from kesef. We said, no. Kesef is a much broader kinyan than chuppah, because you can go and use kesef for so many different things. You can be poydek hektish, you can be poydek maser sheni. You can't use a chuppah to be poydek hektish and maser sheni. So therefore, that's the reason why kesef is koina, but maybe chuppah is not koina. Yet zok timora babia techiach. You cannot tell me that the reason why kesef is koina, because it's such a broad-based major kinyan, you can use it to be poydek hektish maser sheni, because bia is also a restricted kinyan in the sense, bia techiach, that you cannot use bia to go be poida hegdish and maser sheni. Of course not, that would be kind of silly. So bia cannot be used to be poida hegdish and maser sheni. Nevertheless, it can be used to be koina. So chuppah that can be used to be goimer, bia you cannot use to be goimer, chuppah used to be goimer. So make the same kavachayimer, instead of making the kavachayimer from kesef, say, uma chuppah she'ena goimer koina, chuppah she'gemer is ena dinche tikna. Zokti mora, ma'ala bia she'ken koina bia vama. The reason why bia is able to go and be koina is because it's a broad kinyan. How do I say it's broad kinyan? Because you can use it for yavama. Ma she'enken chuppah you cannot use for yavama. And that's the reason why. Zokti mora, I have a pech on your kavachayimer. So kesef yechiach. Kesef shows you that this broad kinyan of bia, that it's koina bia vama, is really not a mal, it's really not a chumra, because kesef, you cannot use min ha-toira to be koina bia vama. Yeah, we have kesef maimim et rabana, but there's no such thing as kesef min ha-toira. And therefore, kum techois, if you wanted to go and learn the din of chuppah from either kesef or from the bia alone, each time I would have a pircha. But says the Gemara, v'chazra din l'rizek rizeh l'rizek rizeh. Why don't we go and take the two together and learn the din of chuppah from kesef and from bia? And what is that? Hatzad ha'shev v'shven as shekoinin ba'alma v'koinin kan. Both the case of kesef you can use elsewhere. For instance, hekdesha is to be poid hekdesha is a master sheni. And the Omid Aleph we said you can also go and use money to go and be koine karko'oiz v'avodim. So therefore, the din of kesef is a very broad kinyan. The koine kan, and it's koine over here too. Well, how is the koine over here too? Kesef kedusha. Same thing is the gabi bia. Bia is koine ba'alma, meaning it's koine ba'yevama. And it's koine over here too, koine kan, that it's one of the three modes of kinyan kedusha. Afani avi chupa, she koine ba'alma v'koine kan. So I'm going to go and bring chuppah, which is koine ba'alma. What does that mean, koine ba'alma? That it's goymer, that it makes nisuan. And koine kan, so it should be koine here as well. So learn from a mamatzina, from a binyan av, that chuppah is koine by kiddushin. So tomorrow, ma'alatzon Hashem b'shehen, she ken hanos and meruba. You cannot learn from kesef and bia. The reason is because both of those is a tremendous hanos. When you talk about kesef, you're talking about getting money. When you're talking about bia, of course, that's a physical pleasure. That's a physical hanah. Mashenk, when you're talking about chuppah is really just a legal kinyan. That you go under this canopy with the four poles, where you go into the home. I mean, obviously, she is happy that she's married. But the actual kinyan itself, it does not involve hanah. There's no hanah like getting money, or hanoh like having physical beer. So therefore, you cannot learn from the tzad hashav. So you can learn, but I can learn now from shtar, because by shtar, there's no hanoh samaruba, there's no hanoh whatsoever, it's just a piece of paper. Yeah, but you can't learn from shtar, because ma'ale shtar shekein moitzi. When you're talking about a shtar, that's a broad-based kinyan. Not only can you use that to be machnas, you can use that to be moitzi for chas v'shalom, for a get. Ma'ashein kein chupa. So vaita, I cannot learn chupa from shtar. And I cannot go and learn chupa from kesev u'bia. Ma'ale shtar shekein moitzi bas yisra. So you more be kesev u'bia yoichichu. That shtar can be used to be moitzi, that's not a real chumra, because kesev u'bia you cannot use to be moitzi, and yet you can go and use that for eiris and to be machnes. So once again, you cannot learn from kesev u'bia by themselves, because hanasa meruva. I cannot learn from shtar by itself, shekein moitzi. Let's take all three together. We're going to learn chupa from a mamatzino or a binyanah from all three. Kesef, shtar, umbia. Ma tzara shabashahen she koinin ba'alma. Kesef, you can use ba'alma hektish amas hasheni or to be koine karka or avadim. You can go and use bia ba'alma to be koine by yibam. You can go and use shtar ba'alma not only to go and be koine to be machnis, also to be moitzi, as well as you can use a shtar for other kinyanim, for instance, to go and buy a piece of kark as well. But koinin kan, and it works here, meaning for kiddushin. Afani ovi chupa shekoinin ba'alma. Chupa is koinin ba'alma, meaning that it's goimer. So let it say the koinin kan, it should be also koinin. So bottom line is, okti yimara, vaiter, I have a shtar karayit to Rav Huna that chupa is koinin. Says yimara, no. I can frag up your mama tzinim ala tzad shavu she'enjikin yeshnan bal karcha. All three of them involve a bal karcha. Where is the bal karcha? We have number one, you have the kesef by omivriya that you can be koina bal karcha. You can have the shtar that you can go and give a get and divorce a wife bal karcha. And bia by yivam is bal karcha. Mashenkin chup is not bal karcha. You can't go and force the arusa to go under the chuppah. And therefore, that's the reason why you cannot list that as a fourth mode of erisin, because you're trying to learn it from the other three. Maritzah Shevash Venshkesh and Bal Karcha. Ravuna Kesa Mia Be'ishas Le'ashkecha and Bal Karcha. Says Ravuna, we don't find Kesa Be'ishas Bal Karcha. Why don't we find Kesa Be'ishas Bal Karcha? Because if you offer Kesef to a young lady, and she says no, that's it. You can't go and force her to marry you. By an omivriya, you can go and force, because omivriya is always sold by the father. If the father wants to sell his daughter to be an omivriya, then he has that right, and therefore it's bal karcha. But you can't go and force a woman into marriage bal karcha. But when we already point out on the omid aleph that be'isha l'chayyid is also bal karcha, just like the father can go and sell his daughter as an omivriya bal karcha, the father can also go and quote-unquote sell his daughter into holy matrimony bal karcha by accepting the kesef kedushin on her behalf. And Rashi is bothered by this. Rashi, the third and fourth line, kesef ishtu mia le'ashkan bal karcha v'afilu hochi koine kan, nevertheless it's koine over here, meaning kesef erizin. V'af al karcha k'goin av mekabel kedushin lebas ketana. Even bal karcha, it works. So why does the Gemara say Ishas Le'ashchan Bal Karcha? I do find Ishas Bal Karcha by the Abing Mekabel Kedushin Lebas Ketana. So I'm not sure what Rashi is trying to say, but Tosis addresses this issue as well. If you look at the Tosis right in the middle of the Amud, for Avuna Kesef be Ishas Mi Le'ashchan Bal Karcha, Ava Bisha Am Mekadosh Bitre Ketana Bal Karcha, says Tosis Mikol Mokoim, Kimin Shehu Midasa Av Le'kari Bal Karcha, Kidin Parishis. In other words, how can you go and do a kinyan, an erisin of a ketana or a nara? It's taka true, the ketana and nara, we do not ask their consent or opinion. However, we do ask the father. If the father is not willing to go and marry off his daughter to this chasen, then no tiki no washi. If the father is not maskim, then there is no chasana, there is no erisin. So therefore, by ishus, we don't find to be koine bekidushin bal karcha, because you have to have the das of the father. He's the real one that's in charge by the ketana or enar. So bottom line is, zokti Gemara, that's why Rav Huna holds the kesem mi beishas leashkem al karcha, and that's why you do not have a pircha on the mamatzina. So bottom line is, Rav Huna says, I have a good limud of chuppah from the other three, that just like the other three are koine ba'alma, they're koine kan, chuppah which is koine ba'alma, that it's goimer, it's also koine. Ah, you asked a pircha, mal tzad Hashem she'en, shekin yeshna bal karcha, Rav Huna says, kesef is, you do not find kesef be'ishas bal karcha, only by omevriya. So therefore, that's not a pircha on the case of chuppah. So, Rav Huna stays with his drash, and he says we have kinyan number four. Omer Rava, Rav Ashni Chubas.
Just a question, just a clarification. Earlier he had said that chuppah, there's a machlokas, the three-way machlokas, what chuppah is, whether it's going under the canopy, whether it's yichud. What was the third?
Third one is that he's machnes ishtoy letoich beisoy. Until now she lived in the father's home, and now she lives...
That's not considered the yichud room.
That's not a yichud room, no. Yichud room, are you... You have it for 5 minutes or 8 minutes and you're out. So that's it is similar, but it's not the same. If you remember back in Masechtas Ksuvis, we talked about what happens if at the end of the year period, the Baal sends Shluchim to go and pick up the young lady from her home. Would you say that that is already affecting Chuppah, just by the fact that she's now going in this... royal chariot, royal wagon, and leaving her father's home, en route now to her husband's home. The Nafkimina Gemara says, what happens if in the middle, as Chas Hashem, she passes away, or he passes away, would she need what would be the din l'gabe Yerusha? Would you say that he's already affected Nisuin just by the fact that the Shluchi Habal have removed her from the father's home? The Gemara talked about what happens if the Shluchi Ho'av accompany the Shluchi Habal. Anyway, the concept over there in Chuppah is to bring her into his home. So Rav is asking now two kashes on Rav Huna. Shtei tshuvas. Number one, Chada de Sholish Tanan de Dal Le Tanan. According to you, Rav Huna, why does the Mishnah say that there are four kinyan? Kesef, Shtar, Bia, and Chuppah. Va'oid, Klum Chuppah Gemeres El Ayidei Kedushin. So what Rav is asking is two very stark kashas. Kasha number one, it says three, doesn't say four. In fact, if you remember, the Gemara asked 2 days ago, Minyana Duresha Lamute Mai. Why does the Mishnah even have to tell you that Huisha Niknas Bisholish Drachim? Let it just say Huisha Niknas Bekesu Bishtar Babia. So what does the three come to exclude? The Gemara said the three comes to exclude Chuppah. That chuppah is not included. And then the Gemara said, and a Rav Huna that holds that chuppah is included, the sholish, the minyan, the reish, lamute, mai. The Gemara said it comes lamute, chalipin. But one thing is certain, it says three, it doesn't say four. According to Rav Huna, it should say four. That was kasha number one. Kasha number two is the mi'ikra de milza pircha. Remember we had that expression yesterday in the Gemara. Instead of asking a side question, like from left field, Meikara de Dina Pircha. What's the Meikara de Dina Pircha? We're trying to learn a Kal V'Choymer from the other Kinyonim to Chuppah. The other Kinyonim are Koine and not Goimer. This is the Goimer, it's the Chamad of this. It should be Koine. Says Yomar, but then you're talking about two different types of Chuppah. What do you mean, two different types of Chuppah? The reason why Chuppah is Goimer is because it already is a final stepping stone after you had the previous Kesef Shtar Ubiya. Without the previous Kesef Shtar Ubiya, Chuppah would not be Goimer. You had to have all the Hascholois first of the Kesef Shtar Ubiya, then we can talk about that Chuppah is Goimer. So you want to learn from that, oh, Chuppah should also be Koine. You didn't do anything preliminary to the Chuppah that it should be Koine. The whole Koyach of Chuppah that we find is that the preliminary modes of acquisition that already cemented this marriage in place, and now all we have to do is convert it from a lowercase m to an uppercase m, from a Erisin Kiddushin to a Nisuin. Oh, so for that, we are Goymer. We have now that second level. But you can't get to the second level before you go to the first level. First, you have to do the Kesef Shtar and Bia to get to the Chuppah. From that you want to go and learn. Madachlet, it's goymer, it's koyma. The reason why it's goymer, because he only had to do that finishing touch, the makim apatish. How do you know that you can go and do it to be koyna initially? And that's Rabbi's kasha. It's a very, very strong kasha. So back to the Gemara. That doesn't make sense. So Amalei Abaye says now to Rabbi, I have two turutzim. It says three and not four. You got a point. However, Tana Milta Dixiv Behedjik Tani, Milta Dixiv Behedjik Tani. All the other three were based on Psukim. How do we know the din of Kesef? Kicha Kicha Mistei Afroin. How do I know the case of Shtar? V'yotze V'hoisa. How do I know Bia? Kikach Ish Isha Uva Ola. So I have Psukim. Masha Enke L'gabi Chuppah, there's no Pasuk. You just want to learn it based on a Kal V'chaymer. That's why our Mishnah is sticking to the three which are clearly in the Torah and doesn't mention Chuppah, which is a derivative. After all, the whole case of Chuppah, according to Ravuna, is derivative of the other three. So first we're going to tell you what the three are, and then Ravuna will say, oh, now that we have those three, I'm going to add one more based on a Mamatzina. So Tana Milta Dixiv Behedjik Tani, Milta Dixiv Behedjik Tani. Break the Yomara Ay Udi Ka'amris Klum Chuppah Gemeris Eli Ayidei Kedushin. That that you asked, how can you go and learn Chuppah that is Goymer? It should also be Koina. Chuppah is only Goymer after the one of the three modes of Kedushin have already been used. Ravuna Nami Ochik Omar. Ravuna throws that also into his Limud. What was his Limud? Madach Kesef She'ena Goymer. Acher Kesef. But it's Koina. What happens if you do Kesef twice? First you do Kesef at the time of Erisin, and then you do another Kesef at the time of Nisuin. You give a second ring. You give her another $1,000 or whatever. Will that be Goymer? And the answer is no. You can only use Kesef the first time for the first level. You cannot use Kesef for the second level. Chuppah Shegemeris. Chuppah that you can use for the second level. Acher Kesef, after Kesef has been given. And it didn't shetikna, then it certainly should go and work initially. Kesef that only can start the process, but cannot finish it after you've given the first kesef, if you cannot give the second kesef. That doesn't work. Chuppah, however, does work after kesef, so perhaps it should even work lechatchila in the first level as well. So, Abai has been able to respond to both challenges of Rav. So if anybody ever asks you, how can you be koine se'isha, how many kinyonim, you'll say it's a machloikis. According to our Mishnah, only three. According to Rav Huna, there are four modes of acquisition. Tana Rabbani. Now, from here to the bottom of the Amid is quite straightforward. Zokti Braisa, Keitzad Bekesef. We said that you can be koinen isha bekesef. How do you do that? Nosla kesef bekeshav bekesef. That's not enough. Maybe he's just giving her a present. V'yomala hariat mekudashesli, hariat meuresesli, hariat lili insu. All of these lashonis harizu mekudashes. Then it works. And that's, of course, the way we do it today, Ari Atme Kudeshesli. But we add the Tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Ava, what happens if you do it the other way around? He should Nosna V'Omrehi. If she gave him the ring, and she said to him, Ari Atme Kudeshesli, or like the Bryson continues, Hareni Mekudeshes Loch, Hareni Mereses Loch, Hareni Loch Li'insu, Eina Mekudeshes, it does not work. So now, there are two differences between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha says, he gives the Kesef. The Seifa says, she gives the Kesef. The Reisha says, he says, Hariat Mekudeshes Li. The Seifa says, she says, Hareni Mekudeshes Lach. So now the Gemara is going to ask, what happens if you only have one of the two? Maskif l'rapapa, taibinosan huvi amahu. In the Reisha, we said, you know why it works? Because he gave the Kesef Kedushin, and he is the one that made this statement. What happens if he gave the ring, and then she says to him, oh, I thank you for this ring, and based on that, Hareni Mekudeshes Loch, Hareni Mureses Loch, but Amrihi, Eni Mekudeshes, it wouldn't work. You got to have both Nosan Hu, the Amrihu. Eni Maseifel, what does it say in the Seifel? Avihisha Nosan Loi. The Amrihi, she gave the Kesef Kedushin, and she said, Lay have a Kedushin. Time in the Nasani the Amrihi, that's only because she did both. Hanasanhu the Amrihi, have a Kedushin, it would work. So come to Chois, I have a steer between the Reish and the Sefer. In the case of Nasan, who? The Amrihi. According to the Reish, it would not work. According to the Sefer Lechoyre, it would work. Everything by Reisha Davka, Sefer Kedinas. But the Reisha Davka, it's got to be Nosan Hu, the Omar Hu. And the Sefer that says Nosnahi, the Omar Hu, is only Kedi, it's only as a throwaway or a throw in. It's Kedinas. We don't really mean the Sefer. Frank Timara, when can you go and say Kedinasva if you don't really need it and you're just throwing it in for the ride? But here you have a stira, but only Sefer Milton the Sosalola Reisha. Because the Reisha says you have to have him saying both. The Sefer says it's only no good when she does both. But if it's his and hers, Nosan Huva Amrihi, Mashu from the Sefer would work. But yet from the Reisha we're saying it would not work. So we're back to square one. Zuchma Alachik Amar. What we meant to say is the following. Nosan Huva Amrihi, Pshita Davi Kiddushin. And then there's nothing to talk about. He's the one that's supposed to acquire the wife. He gave her the money. He went and made the statement. That's everybody agrees. No question. She'd have a kiddushin. Nosan huva amrihi. What happens if he gave the kes kiddushin, but she is the one that said to him, "Hareini mekudesh eslach, nase kemisha nosnahi bi amrihi v'lo yave kiddushin." That's the safe of the brisa. Nosan huva amrihi is the same halachic equivalent. It's the same thing as Nosnahi the Omrihi Vilehava Kiddush. The Bayisema, or a second pshat. Nosnu Yamahu Mikudeshis. Nosnahi the Omrihi Aina Mikudeshis. Nosanhuva Omrihi, that's a Sveiki. That's already a Safik. But Chayshina Mindraban here have to be Choshe Mindraban, because after all, he gave her the Kesef of Kiddushin. So therefore, that L'chayra works. I don't know if we're doing it for Kiddushin or if he's giving her Jastam a present. Oh, she said, Harayani Mekudesh Eslach. So that being the case, maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't work. Chayshina Midrabanan, and therefore she would not be able to marry anybody else unless she gets a get from this chasam. Come to Chayis, there's a major difference between the two versions. According to the first version, we said, Nosan Huva Amrihi, Nasa Kemisha Nosnahi Amrihi, Vilehav Kedushin, it's meaningless. According to the second shot, no, Nosan Huva Amrihi, in fact, is a Sufik in Chayshina Midrabanan. Omeshvul. Shmuel Lechoyra repeats the halacha that we just had, but you have to see that Shmuel is missing one key word, and that word is the word li. Omer Shmuel, b'kiddusha nosan l'kesef v'shav v'kesef v'yomala, hariat mekudeshes. Where's the li? Hariat meureses. Hariat le'insu. He leaves out the li. Harizu mekudeshes, it works. Hareini isheich, hareini ba'alech, hareini aruseich. If he doesn't use the term mikudeshes mureses, but rather he says, hareini isheich, I am now your husband, I am now your husband, I'm your husband, I'm your master. Hareini aruseich, I'm your now your orus. Ein kam beis michush, that is worthless. And the reason is because it's a kiyikach, v'loi kitilokach, v'loi kisikach. He is taking her, and therefore I am now the husband. I'm being mekadesh you that you're my wife, not that I become your husband. In other words, it's a passive type of thing. He has to be. If you look at the Rashi, ein kan beis mechush, about 10 lines from the bottom, ein kan a philosophic kiddushin, the chiyikach ksiv, for lo shiyikach atzmoy lo. He's got to take her for a wife, not he takes himself to her and says, I'm now your husband. Same thing. Gabri Gerushin in Kampes Nechush after Pois the Kanuna. That's the next shikul. Back to the Gemara. V'chein beGerushin. Nosan lavi yomer lahariat mishulachas, hariat migureshes, hariat miteres lechaladam. All of these lishoynis work harizum migureshes. But if he says eini isheich, eini baalech, eini aruseich, nah, that doesn't do it. Ein kan beis mechush. He's got to send her away from him and not send himself away from her. Saying eini isheich means I am now separating myself from you. No. He's got to separate her from him. Now, l'chayre, what's the chiddush of Shmuel? going back to the Reisha, Shmuel said, Hariat Mikudeshes, and he left out the word Li. Are you telling me, according to Shmuel, even though he didn't say clearly Harikam Kodeshes Li, but it's itself understood. Why is a chosin giving a ring to a kala in front of an audience of 1,000 people under a chuppah? Obviously, because he's marrying her. See, even if without the Li. So you see, Yadayim Shein Mechichas Havin Yadayim. Pray Gemara Batanan, didn't we learn Ha'imer Ehei Harizen Nazir? What happens if a person just says, Ehei, I shall be? Says the Mishnah, Mesechtes Nazir, or Mesechtes Nedarim, he becomes a Nazir. Favinim, but when we learned this Gemara, we were wondering, V'tilma Ehei Betanis Kama. I shall be doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to be a Nazir. It could be I'm going to go and fast today or tomorrow. Or for that matter, the Gemara doesn't give this example, but L'chayra, Ehei, I'm going to be a policeman. I'm going to be a fireman. Don't all children want to be firemen and policemen? Anyway, the point is, how do you know Ehei means Harizen Nazir? There's got to be a Nazir in the picture. And then the young man looks at the Nazir and says, Ehei. What do you mean by Ehei? Ehei means I also want to be a Nazir just like that other person. Without the Nazir, I would say it's gunished. Is the haraya that Shmuel holds? Yadayim shein mechichos. Loi havyon yadayim. Aye, we just said over here that you don't have to say the word li, which sounds like yadayim yadayim shein mechichos. Havin yadayim. So Shmuel like, hachi ma'iskin in the omer lihitakis sadly. Hariat mekadesh is li, even though it doesn't say it in the memra that Shmuel said before. Throw it in, Rabbi Yisai. Hariat mekadesh is insert li. Hariat Mi'ures is Li. Oh, it's afraid you might hockey my kamashmalan. What's the chiddush then? We just said that in the Brisa a couple of minutes ago. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzer Bikesem Nosan Lakesem. He said, Hariat Mi'ures is Li. Hariat Mi'ures is Li. What is Shmuel adding to that Brisa? Gemara. Yochi my kamashmalan. Hani Lishni Basroi kamashmalan. What did the Lishni Basroi? When he said, Hari At, back to Shmuel again. Hareni Ishech, Hareni Baalech, Hareni Arusech, Ein Kan Beis Mechush. That I didn't know from the Braisa. That's Shmuel that's saying these words. Why Taka? Hachiksiv. What's Taka? Lishta Basroi Kamashmalan. Hachiksiv Ki Yikach Veloi Shi Yikach Es Atzmoi. That's the reason why he can't go and say, Hareni Ishech, because that would be, I'm not taking you as my wife. I'm taking myself as your husband. And the same thing with Gabi the Get, when he says, "Eini ishech, eini balech, v'achik siv v'shulcha mi beisoy, v'holcha v'ois l'shacher, v'loi shiishlach es atzmoy." If he is saying, "Eini ishech, eini balech," he's not sending her away, he's sending himself away. That's the Chiddush of Shmuel. So the Chiddush of Shmuel is not in the Li. The Chiddush of Shmuel is the second part of the halachas of Ein Kan Beis Mechush. And with that, we've concluded today's daf. I want to thank you all for listening.